WNYC is buying the local news sites Gothamist and DNA Info. But reporter Danny Lewis says only one of those is getting a second chance.
In November, billionaire Joe Ricketts shuttered the two media outlets after their newsrooms unionized. He said it was too expensive to continue publishing. A month later, WNYC began negotiations to buy them. Now, Gothamist will relaunch this spring as its own website under New York Public Radio's umbrella. Gothamist co-founder Jen Chung says the revived site will bring an irreverent voice back to New York City's local news.
Take a slightly more whimsical or, you know, slightly different approach than you might get from more mainstream outlets.
The deal was largely funded by two anonymous donors, and WNYC declined to say how much it paid for the sites. But while Gothamist is returning, there are no plans to relaunch DNA Info. Jim Schachter, WNYC's vice president for news, says operating the hyperlocal news site would have cost too much.
Our intention is to build a sustainable local journalism platform that can thrive and grow. That we know we can do.
WNYC says the resurrected Gothamist will help fill a void in local news coverage. But Jerry Hester, news director for the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism, says it will still leave some gaps. Both WNYC and Gothamist provide the same sort of look at the bigger picture, while DNA Info's reporters had a deep relationship with their neighborhoods.
The bread and butter was really that person, that reporter in your neighborhood looking out for you.
WNYC says it will preserve DNA Info's online archives. Danny Lewis, WNYC News.